She had to go on Twitter and comment on whether women who are looking to enhance themselves, should they get a Brazilian butt lift first? Or should they get the veneers first? And Cardi B, to my surprise, Miss Hygienist 715, to my surprise, Cardi B said Brazilian butt lift first. No. You got it, Miss Jackson. You are correct. Teeth, definitely. I mean, I say that one of the first things that people will notice about you is your smile. I mean, come on, you walk into a room, you're networking, you look at somebody across the room, and bam, are they looking at the butt first? I don't know. You say teeth too? Oh, I want to talk to some of y'all and get you on this live. We're taping. Woo, they coming in strong, baby. Listen, I want to get your opinion. If you want to join this second episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, I had to do an emergency one because let me tell you, it was posted on Instagram yesterday and I had to throw my little 2 cents in. Afrobeat, Happy New Year, girl. I had to throw in my 2 cents. And the moment I got into that conversation, I see Lady Ja said, teeth with the Colgate smile. You're darn right. When I threw in my 2 cents and I was trying to defend my glorious veneers. Hey, Dr. Cernip. When I was trying to defend my veneers, listen, the people were coming for me. So did she say why? Now, if I recalled correctly, she said that if you are, you know, if you are a young woman and you're out there doing your thing, that what she did, and this, I think she was just speaking from her personal experience. She said what she did was she worked on her body. And then when she got the bag and she got more notoriety, then she went for the teeth. Now, her point is, and being her dentist, I can speak to this. She was, you know, rocking with her teeth. It wasn't until she knew that she was going to take her brand to the next level that she got on Love & Hip Hop and the comments started coming in. But more so, because she tell you, I was bagging dudes with my teeth. It didn't matter whether I had good teeth, bad teeth. She was bagging them, and I believe her. So for her, she said it really didn't matter. However, she said that if you work on your body, it can be the building block to getting someone to invest in the $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 that it takes to get your veneers. Do y'all agree with that or do you not? Now, I'm, as the cosmetic dentist, I'm going to say go straight to the teeth. I mean, the first thing that people are going to see, you know, is here, the mouth, the smile. You got 7 seconds, guys, to make a good first impression. So let me see. Brianna wants to chime in. Sabrina, welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Let's see if we can get you in. Come on, Sabrina. There we go. Hey, girl. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Good.
Yes. Well, welcome.
I've been a registered dental assistant for 23 years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think people understand that when you have bacteria in your mouth, that can affect your health and the blood, and it gets in the bloodstream.
It travels through to your heart. Heart, everywhere blood goes.
Exactly. So that's kind of the first thing you want to take care of, because you don't want to have a stroke because you didn't take care of your teeth.
Right. And so, that was the comments that I was getting yesterday. It was like, health first. What about getting a checkup and cleaning? But we're talking about cosmetics. We're going to just assume.
Well, to me, like, I'm sorry, I'm OCD, like, because you're a dentist.
Yeah.
All respect, but we know that you got to get your cleaning and all that before you even think about
it. I mean, because listen, I do the veneers, right? I can't do proper veneers if the gums are bleeding. Exactly. Sometimes I get in there and there's little tiny cavities that don't even show up on the x-ray. They're surprises. And so we want to make sure. The first step, guys, before you think about cosmetics, get your teeth checked. That means an exam, an x-ray, The full set, not the little four checkup x-rays. We want to get the whole mouth like once every 3 years. And a lot of people be like, I don't want the x-rays. I'm going to skip the x-rays this time. No, we need to see what we cannot see.
And you don't want to have a BBL and your breath smell like poop.
Hello. That's what I say. When you have stuff below your gums, it's basically garbage forming underneath your gums. So exactly. You got it.
And your teeth look amazing.
Thank you. That was the highlight of my 2021, was transforming my smile. After all the times that I done fixed all these people's teeth, it was time for Dr. Catrice Austin, who sometimes, you know, when you are in the camera, you're doing videos and you get that one angle and you're like, oh, gosh, that's not my side. I was tired of having that even thought. So when I got the opportunity to get my smile done by a team of top cosmetic dentists, I was like, I'm going for it. I had like I had to go for it. Good. Yeah. Shout out to Dr. Catrice Austin getting her own teeth fixed. Now, the Instagrammers would come for my teeth. They'd be like, well, you did Cardi B's teeth. How come your teeth? Listen, I am fine with the gap. I'm fine without the gap. I'm just fine. I'm just fine. It doesn't matter. But when it comes to confidence, I can tell you that I feel so much better now that I have my veneers. Can you still eat everything? Yeah, so that's a great question. And remember to type your questions down below so I don't miss them. You can treat them like they are your own teeth, guys. It is anything that can crack your own natural teeth can crack your veneer. I cannot tell you guys how long your natural teeth are going to last. Are they going to go to your 50, 60, 70, 80 without cracking? We don't know. So don't be expecting veneers to, you know, they may last. If you treat them right, they could last a lifetime. If you open up bottles, if you chew on nuts, you have a tongue ring and it's constantly hitting your teeth. If you grind your teeth, there are factors that could, and gosh, if you get cavities and gum disease around them, they're not going to look natural. So you're going to need to replace them for those very reasons. But I will tell you, when you invest thousands and thousands of dollars into doing veneers, oh, you're going to take care of them. You're going to take care of those veneers. So yes, good question, guys. So now what is your answer? Do you feel like, given that the gums are healthy, teeth are cavity free, somebody has to, they got, like say $10,000 and they got a choice between the BBL and getting the teeth done.
Teeth.
Yes. Yeah,
definitely.
I agree. And why? What is your reason? Why do you think people should choose the teeth over the BBL?
I mean, because honestly, I know, you know, with Instagram and everything, all that stuff. But the first thing that people see when they talk to you is your smile.
It is.
That's the first thing they see. And people judge you based on your smile.
They really do.
They'll just be like, oh, you got a big booty. So,
this
you know,
is true. No. If you have a big booty, then, well, that was one person's point. Hi, Aiden, over in the UK. That was one person's thing. You can do some butt lifts. You can do some other exercises to kind of, you can get like a waist trainer and some butt pads. You can get the look, but the teeth, there is nothing you can do to hide teeth that are not perfect. So that was a good point. Yeah, I am with you. We got.
That's the first thing I notice when a guy talks to me.
Right?
His teeth.
Listen, when a guy has good shoes, they got a manicure, and they got good teeth, I'm like, we can rock. I can rock with you. And you have a good personality, and you treat me good, baby. Yes, guys. Okay, Miss Karen, you like that? You got to have grooming in the smile and the breath. The breath, and this is the season people are spending more time indoors and we getting all cozy and doing a little something. The breath has to be perfect. That part. Exactly. Same goes. Anytime I see a girl, first thing I look at is their teeth. So the dudes are chiming in too. It goes for men and women.
Rebecca applied to go live with me. Let's see if she has an opinion on the BBL versus veneers. Welcome. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I have a couple questions for you regarding the veneers.
Awesome.
I myself, like, my teeth, like, I don't, like, are not, like, the whitest. But mm-hmm. not only that, I'm having breakage happen within my teeth.
Okay.
Like, starting from the back teeth, like, just somehow I could be eating something and it's just breaking off.
How long has it been since you visited a dentist by chance? Has it been a little while?
So I was just recently at a dentist, I would say 3 months ago,
okay.
But when I had went to the dentist, I didn't have any insurance. And I think I'm pretty sure the pay out of pocket charge mm-hmm. was over like $10,000 just for a simple cleaning and then to be able to fix two teeth.
Yeah. You would be the perfect candidate for this Carrington discount plan that I am sharing. Just click on the link in my bio. So you will get up to 60% off so that you can get all the things that you need to get done. And then you can ask about payment plans and financing and ways that you can even break that down. But this is sounds like it would be a great plan. And you see a regular dentist across the whole United States. Option number two that I talked about last Wednesday was, you know, dental schools are a resource. It is someone that you can see that's in training, or sometimes dental schools have actual doctors like me that actually practice at the dental school but offer a lower fee. So I told y'all this on Wednesday, I had a great friend, comedian JP Justice, went to NYU, got fabulous veneers, whole top done for like $2,500. $2,500, looking fabulous. So don't turn your nose up sometimes at the dental schools. And NYU definitely has an implant center. I send everybody there. They do an amazing job. And again, that is really doctors. There's nobody practicing on you. So if you're missing teeth, guys, and instead of going overseas, you can come to New York City or a local dental school near you. I'm putting together a resource for you guys that I'll have ready hopefully by this Wednesday. I'm going to give you a list of all the low-cost options, free options, and charities that may apply to you. So 2022, this is going to be your year with no excuses. I'm going to break it down, give you guys everything that you need to have a beautiful smile and hopefully take away money as the barrier. I know you said you had a couple questions. And is there another one that I can help you with?
Yeah. The other thing that I was wondering, is it preferred to do one section at a time? So doing the top versus doing the bottom.
So your dentist is going to analyze your bite and they will be able to tell you which they recommend. It's always great. I mean, if you can do top and bottom, if you're missing teeth on the upper right side and lower right side, I would say do a side first and then move on to the other side. But based on your x-rays, how much bone you have and how your bite is arranged will determine a strategy. So I always tell people your first step is just to book that consultation, get your exam, get your x-rays, and let your dentist do a plan. And once you get a plan, you'll know how much it's going to be, how long it's going to take, what order things should happen, how you can pay for it, and come up with a plan. Just like you do when you are looking for a house, a car, or any other major outlet or major service or thing or item, you're going to do some shopping, you're going to get some quotes, you're going to make the best decision for you based on what they have told you. So I hope that helped. Any other questions while you got me?
No, just you said you were going to post a link on your page.
It's already in my, if you click on the link in my bio, okay. The link tree, you'll see maybe the third option. We'll talk about the low cost, discount and a discount plan for health and medical and dentistry. It also includes, guys, teledentistry and telehealth. So if you are sitting at home and you got a rash or something that looks kind of funny and you want to get somebody on the phone for 24 hours and doesn't matter, you have access to
to someone that can write prescriptions for you. You don't have to waste your time taking off work, going to the doctor. No, telemedicine and teledentistry is included in some of those plans. So take a look. So Carrington can be used while you're already in the process of dental work. It can be if you are in the middle of dental work and you couldn't get your work done because of money or something like that, or you just want to switch dentists, you can sign up with Carrington and get you a new dentist that takes Carrington, or maybe your dentist already takes it. And I know I used to have people ask me to join, you know, plans. So you might say, hey, doc, I really like you. You should check out this Carrington plan and become a member. And they can customize plans so that your existing dentist takes the plan as well. Some dentists may not want to do it, but if not, you find you a list of dentists across the United States.
You're listening to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast with Dr. Catrice Austin. Is your smile holding you back from living your best life? Take the first step to a new smile and new you by getting your free pre-smile makeover workbook. Head over to letstalksmiles.com to get your free copy now.
I see one of my old childhood friends. Blaxican is in the building. Yes, my middle school homie. Happy New Year, homie. Yes, thank you, Jesse. Man, listen, did I satisfy all your questions?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, you could come back anytime. This was an emergency podcast because, you know, Cardi B, then she stirred up the Twitter, had the internet going all crazy, got me in trouble. I was cussing people out. They were telling me I was unprofessional yesterday on the internet. Because, you know, when you come for me, I am from Flint, Michigan. I am a doctor, but I have feelings too. And when you insult my intelligence, the Flint, Michigan comes out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I might get a little unprofessional. No, I tried to keep it as classy as possible. So thank you so much. And appreciate you tuning in. And if you forget anything that I say, you guys know you can always DM me. I am very responsive. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good, happy new year.
You as well.
I love talking to my people. All right. Anybody else want to chime in? You know, if you know, this is the top of the year. We're thinking about how we can improve ourselves. And the conversation yesterday was, you know, if a woman has to, and I would love to hear what Blaxican would say about this. If you had a choice, ladies, of getting a Brazilian butt lift to advance your self, we'll just say advance yourself, or getting your teeth done by getting porcelain veneers, what would you do first? Cardi B says, get the BBL, the Brazilian butt lift. No. I want to get the veneers because the smile is one of the first things that people will, you know, that's the first thing they're going to notice. You got 7 seconds to make a good first impression. So if you guys have just a question, I wonder if I'm a candidate for veneers, then you can actually head over to the link in my bio and see if you're a candidate, and then we can go from there. If you guys want to see what your teeth will look like if you were to get veneers before you even step into an office, if you head over to my partners, the Frontier Smile, .com and upload a selfie of your teeth, you will get a free smile picture, a before and after. I do two things, guys. It's real easy. I do two things, veneers and teeth whitening. That's it. I might do a crown or two. It depends. If you send me a picture and I evaluate your teeth and you need a crown, perhaps. Yes. That might be a possibility, but I primarily do smile makeovers. You know, for 20 years, I was stuck in an office doing regular schmegular dentistry, going all crazy, stressed the heck out. I don't want to do none of that stuff anymore. I paid my dues. I want to make it pretty. I'm gonna make it pretty. And get y'all on out of there. Go back to your dentist and get your cleanings and your root canals and all that stuff. I don't want no parts of that. Mm-mm. Just come to me when y'all ready to get it pretty. Yes. So head over to the Frontier Smile if you want a sneak preview of what your smile could look like. That my partners over at the Frontier Smile will give you a sneak peek of what it could look like. You upload your selfie within 24 to 48 hours. They will get you back the goods and let them know your girl, Dr. Catrice Austin, sent you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Let's Talk Smiles Live podcast. This is a podcast that is not your average podcast. We're going to be talking about hot topics like the one that made me go live today, BBL versus veneers. When I get a hot topic and I want to talk to y'all, I'm going to be popping up, recording live podcasts, and you guys can be a part of it. My podcast is available everywhere podcasts are found. Team Brazilian Butt Lift, Team Porcelain Veneers, Team Braces, or Team Keep It Natural. I want you guys to chime in. If you want to go live, hit the button to join me. I want to hear what you guys think, because Cardi B said, if you got a choice, ladies, work on your body first, get that peach. And once you got your body right and you got that peach, then you can attract the person that might sponsor your porcelain veneers. That's what she says. I thought, you know, being that, you know, her smile was so, I like that. Team Nice Smiles, Torella says, whatever it takes. I love that. I thought that since she has gotten veneers by yours truly, I thought that she would have said that her smile was the first thing that she would recommend. But no. Yes, Miss Karen. For Cardi, she was in that line of business where her body was important. It was her money maker. So that's why people were coming hard. She said she was fighting too. We were both on the internet fighting. That's why she said from her personal experience that when she worked on her body, invested in her body, then the teeth came later. Or she did so well after fixing her body and getting that tight that she was able to buy her own veneers. And she told y'all, don't be getting those cheap veneers. She told y'all, veneers can cost like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. But if you go to the discount plan that I have in my link in my bio, Carrington, you can save 60% off of your veneers. You can. She got a bag and fixed her teeth. And she told y'all, it's not cheap. Oh my goodness. Hello, Black Security.
What's going on?
Oh my
What's
God. Man.
How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. How you doing?
I'm good. I thought I was too old to figure out this technology, man.
No, you got it. You've been smart all your life. I knew you was gonna figure it out.
Yeah. Look, quickly, I know you're gonna take a break, but what I wanted to say about the when you said the veneers versus the Brazilian butt lift, you know, all of us when we were children, teenagers, young adults, whatever, we did stuff that our parents thought was crazy. And I never thought I would be my parents. But every generation has their own thing. And you tend to think of things from the way
you think it, yeah.
And stuff in your time.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem, me personally, with people enhancing their bodies. My thing is that nowadays, it's like the lashes that they put on now. You know, they're like 2 inches long.
Yeah.
Okay. But lashes, but in there, obviously fake. But that's the thing with the butt lifts and even the top augmentations. You know, if you want them bigger, you want them to pop. That's fine. But they look like bowling balls sitting there.
Right.
All these butt lifts. If they were shaped nice, or if they, you know, enhance your body. They're obviously fake. They're misproportioned.
Yes.
Or disproportioned.
Yes.
And it's just crazy. I mean, sometimes it looks like a watermelon on toothpicks, you know, and then but you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I'm not saying
that the
women do it for attention, but I believe a lot do. But the thing is, if the men didn't like it, they wouldn't do it.
This is a fact.
The generations now are just different. I think it looks like, I mean, it started with Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Know? That's as far back as I can remember. And even though, and Nicki has some thickness to her already. Yeah. It's bad, but it was safe. But now, you go on Instagram, you go on any social media, you see girls walking down the street or putting gas in their car at the gas station, and you're like, man, are you kidding me? But the brothers got to like it. They have to
It. That's why we do things. This is why you guys get groomed up. You want to look good, smell good. This is why we get our nails done, our hair done, get the weave, spend hours getting all groomed up. We want to look good for y'all. I mean, and we were just saying, make sure that you are doing this cosmetic enhancement for yourself first. And then if it's going to help attract some guys, great. Yeah, Kay Michelle had problems with her butt stuff. And then Madonna. Now, come on, Madonna.
I think the majority of them do it for themselves first. You know, they think it'll make them look better. I don't know if you watched, what was it? She's Gotta Have It, the Spike Lee reboot of it.
I missed a good portion of them. What was the...
You need to, if you get a chance, check it out. There was a couple episodes where there was a girl who had absolutely no butt. And she, you know, was desperate. She's saving her money. And she ended up doing it at one of these little sleaze motels. And she put like, not even silicone, almost like a glue type. It's like the silicone you're using, you know, not anything for your body. And the crazy part, Patrice, it was shaped so badly. It looked, I mean, it's like a big box. And then she was doing her little dance, but everybody thought it was cute. And she fell back and it busted.
Oh,
and,
you know, my God. You
know, like, Lee, how he does stuff. But, you know, it's like I said, you know, if you're going to do it, I don't know why, but all the technology and the years that they've been doing it, they can't make them look more natural. It can be bigger. That's fine. They're just obviously fake. And that's my biggest problem with it, you know.
So that goes to choosing the right provider. And so that's one of my problems, and making sure that there's some repercussions. If you go to someone and ish goes wrong, that they have the capacity to fix it. And so that's my problem. We were talking about on Wednesday, people going overseas to get the work done, their teeth done, their butts done, because it's cheaper. But you got to think about the protection. Like, what happens if something goes wrong? Are they going to fly you back over there? Can you sue them? Do they have like an American Dental Association, a dental board? Right. What is it that's going to protect you? And a lot of times we get the calls, or my plastic surgeon friends get the calls to undo that stuff. And it you know, Nunu, you already know.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the thing too. When you do it like that, not only is it a health risk, but you spent the money to get it done initially, then you have to.
Now you're paying double. You don't.
Triple, because you got to get it undone and then redone.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to just go in there and fix somebody else's work. You still, you know, undo theirs. You have to fix the problem as well, you know, and correct it. So look at all the money that you paid out. Actually, the health risk as well.
I'll tell you guys, when it comes to the cosmetic dentistry, I can speak to my industry, me and a lot of my colleagues, we won't even take your case, because the moment that we touch you, we are now liable for all of your treatment. So we are right at that point, we're taking over your care. And if some stuff goes wrong, we could get blamed, and we don't want that. So I feel so bad when people call me and they tell me about the composite veneers or the veneers they got overseas and they need it done over. We got Party Man. There's a Prince that you should, I got to call you. Yeah. I almost called you your old name. Okay. Tiger is his, y'all. You know, that's his nickname.
Let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah.
You touched on for a second, but I wondered why you got veneers after so many years. And you explained, you know, you had the opportunity, but I thought, I've always thought from the time I met you.
Yeah, you know me since I was 12 or something crazy.
Yeah. You know, the gap was.
My signature.
Would you say it looked natural to me? It didn't, you know, and I don't think you ever thought that, you know, but I was just surprised after so long. It was always a sneaky thing too. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was kind of wondering what made you do it, you know.
What made me do it is I did have two rounds of unsuccessful braces. You know, I had them in high school, the traditional braces. And then when Invisalign came out, I had those. And I am just like you guys out there who paper braces, don't wear the retainer, and ish spreads back open. So you waste your money. So I did that twice. Right. I wore braces twice. And in addition to just having the gap, my teeth were really, my smile was gummy. You saw they were like short and stubby. And so. Right.
I would, and actually had white spots from my braces. So there were like the white spots that would never go away unless I covered them up with veneers. The color was like a little grayish yellow. So I'm like, I want the nice white teeth, not too crazy. And most importantly, my girlfriend needed somebody to do them on because she was taking an advanced course, and she called me up and was like, do you know anybody? And I was like, this is it. This is, you know, me. Yeah, I know her. I trust her. It's going to be at NYU with celebrity dentist Larry Rosenthal. I know they're going to rock my smile up. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. This is like my chance to do it. And I trust my team. Now, I was scared. I'm not going to even lie.
It looks good. It looks really good.
Thank you.
I was just used to it.
I know. I know. People, sometimes I get on and people are like, I missed the gap. You know, I miss, you know, that was a huge part of me. But I certainly, when I had, like this summer, I had to deal with Listerine and I had to go on TV. Man, I felt so confident having that smile. I just, that was the first thing that people would be like, wow, your smile. So I definitely enjoy the compliments. And I certainly feel, you know, like I can smile from every angle. I was nervous. I was scared. It wasn't for this, me getting my smile done, that I could literally tell my patients what they can expect now. So now I'm a better dentist because I can tell you everything from wearing the temporary teeth to not being able to floss and everything. So, and getting the needles, all the stuff that you guys have to go through, I can explain it now. So I love it. Thank you.
Well, one last thing I just want to say, number one, that I'm very proud of you. Well, you know, I remember when you were at U of M, when I was still in Ann Arbor, and I ran to you. That, you know, that's been, we ain't gonna say how long ago that was. But
was that the last time I saw you
in person? No, it was one other time. I think remember when the Copa was open downtown,
the club.
Yeah, I dropped you off at home. And but from the time I first saw you, I heard you on Tom Joyner a few years ago, and then I saw you on something on BET, and I'm like, oh my God, that's my girl Trees, you know. So when I was able to look you up, and then with the social media and all that kind of stuff, you know, I was just kind of amazed, you know, because with social media, it's good that you can catch up with people that you haven't seen in years, you know.
And it's the best part.
Actually know you, be your friend, and be able to tell people, hey, that's my girl, I know her, blah, 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 you know.
Like, you know me, for real.
Yeah, I know you. So it's like, I'm just really, really proud of you. And then just to go back to the original point, I think no matter what a person looks like, a great smile is a game changer. You know what I'm saying?
Really, it
opens the door to whatever, you know, because it doesn't be about, you know, somebody wanting to have sex with you or somebody wanting to marry you or whatever. You know, it can open up business opportunities and things like that. You know, all kinds of things. So, I mean, number one, to me, that's I can't even smile good. My teeth are okay, but you know, but I think the smile is just, it's a great first impression when you have a great smile.
Yes, I agree 100%. Have you had any kind of enhancements with your teeth?
I have had nothing done. My bottom teeth, I have one on this side that's like kind of behind the other ones, and I thought about braces when I was younger, and I was like, I don't want to do it, and they're expensive, and blah, blah, blah. And then, my top teeth, I think, are great, but just that one, you know, I can send you a picture one day, you know, but I mean, I still thought about it. I know people who get braces, you know, in their adult years, you know, 40 and 50.
It's never too late. Never too late to improve your smile. So
I've never been happy with the bottom teeth. You know, not all of them, just the way the inner, you know, I've had my wisdom teeth pulled out, so I got the room to spread them out, you know. So.
I love that. When I was in high school, because you're one of the few people on here, and shout out to Doug E. Fresh in the building. Legendary, my boy, one of my early celebrity clients.
Celebrity to be on the same stream as him.
And Jim Taylor is in the building, wilding out. We got the people. My sister is in the building. Yes. Did you ever meet? Yeah, you know my sister from, she was like 3 years old or something like that.
She was real young. Yep.
Oh,
Alicia, right?
Yep. You got a good memory. Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, she was a baby. Yeah.
Yes, now she got two babies and all. Yeah, she grown. Yeah, so
yeah, she grown.
When I was in high school, could you predict? Did I did? And I think when I was in high school, that's we I wanted to be a dentist. Did you know, was I talking about being a dentist when we knew each other?
Yeah, you mentioned, I think from the first time when you got your braces, you were talking about that.
Yeah.
When you first got your braces in high school.
Yeah, because it really changed my life. It really did.
Yeah, and I remember after that, you really wanted to, because you did say it changed your life. You wanted to go into dentistry.
Yes, look at that. I'm not going to say how many years ago. That was just 10 years ago, people. Yes.
There you go. I'm 28.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And add a couple.
Well, look, I'll give you a chance to talk to some other people.
Well, thank you so much. It was so good to see your face. And I love when I see your name pop up. I'm going to say goodbye to my friend, Tiger.
All right. See you later.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Oh, man, that makes me smile to see some of my old school people. I saw my sister, Alicia, hit the X at the top to X out. To see some of my friends and family, Jack Thriller in the building, so supportive, always chiming in. I see some doctors in the building. We are talking about my client, Cardi B, kind of broke the internet yesterday, talking about if women want to enhance themselves, and they have a choice between the peach and getting a Brazilian butt lip. Should they get that? Or should they get veneers? Or should they just keep it natural? Which is it? Or braces? I want to know, are you on team braces, team veneers, team keep it natural, or BBL? Who wants to go live? Now, Brenna 3880 says, "It's we were talking about, is veneers ethical to offer? I was on the Instagram yesterday fighting for my life. None of the dentists, only a couple dentists came in to help me out. You know, Cardi said, get the peach done first, get the Brazilian butt lip first. Then when you have the body, she said, then you can work on your veneers and you'll have the money because your body is so tight and you just bagging the dudes. Then you'll have enough where somebody's going to give you like $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 for your veneers. Now, first of all, you want to get your veneers because you want them, not because somebody else wants you to have them. And I say that your smile is one of the first things that people will notice about you. So you got 7 seconds to make a good first impression. I think they're going to notice your face and your smile way before they are looking at your peach. And if they are looking at your peach before they're looking up here, then you know what? We got a problem.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.